The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Hey, everybody. This is John Namath, and you're listening to The Man, The Myth, and The Legend. Frank Cottolo on Cottolo Chronicles.
If at any time during the show you find yourself questioning your identity, call 800-555-4400 and we'll tell you who you are. Please state your name first when calling.
I'm Frank Cottolo for The Dummy's Guide to the U.S. Let's look at America, a country so rich in natural resources that American people throw out more good things each day than can be made in China in a dog's age. Speaking of dogs, as you travel this great country, you will see many different species of dogs, some owned by people and others strays that wander the cities and countryside looking for food. Hungry, though, is something no American state lets you become if you visit. Unlike being one of the too many Americans who go hungry every day, visitors can eat until their hearts are content or thoroughly congested. Either way, every state from Oregon to Virginia and the others I have left out is stocked with all the food you want, even if it is Chinese and not American. Accommodations in America are everywhere, and just about all of them have beds. So, staying overnight between days is not only fun, it's costly. You can stay at hotels, which are large and usually have elevators, or you can stay at motels, which are small and usually have bedbugs. But whatever you stay, and wherever you stay, and whatever you do, you can be sure it will be one more night in this great land. If you like to swim, try staying somewhere that offers a pool. If you like to dance, try staying somewhere that offers alcohol. As for children, bring them along when you travel across America, because we have Mickey Mouse. That's right. At the original Disneyland in California and the subpar, highly overrated Disney World in Florida, you can spend almost every dollar you have doing great things with the kids while loving the frolicking little mouse created by Walt Disney himself. Kids also love America's wild, wild west, although it has been tamed since the days men went around shooting each other and leaving dead bodies to rot in the sun. There are remnants of the colorful days of cowboys. Learn about how these men paved the way for a justice system that even today has large holes in it. Visit great states like Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Texas. America is a great place to visit. And remember, you don't have to be smart to have a great time. I'm Frank Cottolo for The Dummy's Guide to the U.S.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cottolo.
Pokey Pig. Well, I'm certainly grateful for this magnificent washout, turnout, and now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you've spoiled this party. I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going. I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay. But I must be going.
There's something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a mild man. Sometimes he finds it trying.
This fact I'll emphasize with stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The captain is a very moral man. The race of man is falling, the African explorer.
If someone called me Snorra.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
He went into the jungle, where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey, hey! Gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know. My friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know.
Look out, because here it comes. I thought I saw it coming. I just had this ringing in my ears that said, here it comes. I know I hear it. I know it's on the way. Here it comes, and I'm telling you, in this event, in that event, and in all events, certainly in this event. What is it? I think it's this. Wait, not in that case, in this case, and in every case, coming up. Probably one of the more serious things I ever did in my life. Without my pants. So come on! Everyone! You will be there. And we will be there with you. When you are there. What is it?
Cthulhu Chronicles.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding. You know, broadcasting is defined by the bard. Tis I. Tis you. Tis the internet. I'm the godfather of internet radio, because I know where all the bodies are buried, and so many are buried deeply. My name is Frank Atolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. We're chronicling from now till then. So stick around. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello, and into every bordello. The crinkling of the papers. The notes? No, they're not notes of the same papers that have been sitting in this folder for 20 years. What's today? Who cares? This is timeless. This is the very nature of now. This is, you know, this is... The more I think about it, the more I realize this is a spiritual program. It's not a program. It's a show. This is a spiritual show. Why is it not a program? Because it's not forecast, written down, scripted, or even rehearsed. This is a show. A show of the moment. You know, if I wish I had a nickel for every little phrase I came up with over the years, or not just phrase, but, you know, every little thing, slogan, motto, whatever you want to call them, for this show. Wake up, it's night! Right? There's that too, right? All this stuff. You should put it all together. I guess when I do my last show, I gave you time to look around. When I do my last show, maybe I should try to bring up every single one of them. I'll never remember them. Who's been on this long? And who has had so much fiber? Oh, you know what that, yeah, here goes. I know, there goes the clipping and everything. I come down to this studio and it's cold, so I wear myself something on top of something. And then what do? Take it off because I'm too hot. I'm the third man. There's that too, huh? Every one of these things had a show related to it also. Wake up, it's night. Yes. You want to hear a show that was done before at one time? Then just write to me, fcatolo@yahoo.com, and say, I remember you did a show, or someone told me you did a show. And, you know, if you don't remember that because you're too young and you've only listened to like 17 of these shows or what have you, or 2 years of it, or you haven't at all, then think of a topic, because chances are, and they're very good, chances are good that over the past 20 years, we have covered that topic one way or another. Even when, you know why it's so hard to archive this show? Let me tell you why. Because we don't plan it, obviously, but we always have a blog, and the blog always says, this is our topic tonight. But we never stay on that topic, because that's not the way consciousness evolves. Or it moves. Let's say moves, evolves. It's not getting better, I'm sure. So what happens is we talk, and then there's, people have said you go down rabbit holes. You know, people were telling me about rabbit holes before anybody used that term for people straying from topic. And yet, I can't tell you, and I won't tell you, how many times we have strayed from a topic, or just done like a sidebar, as they call it in publishing, a sidebar to the main theme, and then got right back into it. I can't tell you how many times, because we have somehow managed to keep the consistency of thought, of topic, of issue. And even when we strayed, we came right back like the pit and the pendulum. I'm the pit, and the topic is the pendulum. You can't see me because I'm making pendulum. Pendulum what? I'm making pendulum motions with my arm. But you can see any number of things. We're going to talk tonight a great deal. Probably, it might take the whole show. So maybe we won't have to go, No, you don't have to. Except it's an audience requested segment. Someone wrote to me and said, because they know of this person, they said, you know, Veronica Monet was on your show many times. Before, Veronica Monet was doing her own show, had her own Twitter feed, and was all over the place with, you know, doing what she does, helping people in their relationships and their love lives and sex lives and food lives and health lives. Okay. Yes, she was on the show. I believe the first time was 2008. And someone asked for that, not necessarily Veronica and I talking about stuff that was, you know, specific to her, because she'd been on many times after she was first on. I think and I'm sure. You can't think and be sure, okay? I'm pretty sure. pretty. I rarely do I imitate Larry David. But there you go. But someone said, do one of those early Veronica Monet shows. And so I found one. And it's too long because I want to do this other stuff. And this may actually turn out to be a complete, wonderful solo show, even though other people are going to be on this. Yes, other people are going to be on this because we're going to be not just talking about, but demonstrating Periscope. I'm going to tell you all about Periscope if you don't know it. This is not a promo for it because it's free. So it's not like I get a kickback. But Periscope, an app that you put on your phone or your tabloid or your Android or your iTab. I don't know the difference between a tab and a tablet when it comes to digital devices, but Periscope is a very strange place. And I really enjoyed rereading what I wrote in the blog. And if you haven't seen the blog, let me read this to you. And then I'm going to play you something. I'm going to play for you. Here I am talking about speaking, and I don't do it. But let me do this here. Okay. I click it on there. I'll read this to you. And then I'm going to play for you something from YouTube that's about Periscope. And I didn't even realize that there are certain Periscope things on YouTube. So we're going to do things together for the first time. As it is, I like to do it because this is a spiritual show. We live in the now, and now is when we do all this stuff. Now, as we go along, if we go down a rabbit hole, as they call it, I don't call it a rabbit hole, then fine. So we do have that Veronica Monet thing. Boy, I just, every once in a while, when we open up with a collage that's longer than like a minute or 2 minutes or whatever, and I just throw this stuff together. Even that I don't plan. I have these certain openings that have been produced by different people for me over the years. That one was done by Ian Clay of the Isle of Wight, and the one you heard today. And that is indeed at the end, that voice at the end is Ray Catolo, the man whose name will adorn the title of the show when I finally walk out. But, okay, backwards. See, that's what I did, like it was on tape. And do you even have the idea what I'm talking about on tape when you do it backwards? You can't do that on, I guess you can do that on one of the recording programs. I get confused. I stop. Well, I stop because ever since I got an Android, Android is not even the name, an iTab, an iTablet, whatever. Ever since I got one of those things, I have to, there's a difference between, an app is a program, an application is a program, but on the old time, on tower, stationary computers, we call them programs, right? On laptops, we call them programs, we don't call them apps. Apps short for applications. So I stopped now because I went like, wait, you know, my mind has to put it as a program, I think, appgram. Maybe we should call them an appgram or a pro app. Ooh, we don't want to do that. That sounds like something else. Every time I play that wonderful scene from Animal Crackers, some people out there too young going, wah, Animal Crackers, wah. Do you know, there are people, if I mention the Broadway play Animal Crackers, there are people listening who are so young, they don't even remember the actual cookie, Animal Crackers. And I think you can still buy them, Animal Crackers. All right. I'm just, you know, all over the place when it comes to now. And I was going to read this for you. Then I'm going to play for you something that some Clyde did a long time ago. Just picked it out of the YouTube thing about Periscope. But this is what, if you didn't see the blog, let me read this to you because I really enjoyed this particular way that I expressed this. And maybe it'll help you because I'm not going to be able to recreate it. Yeah, you write something, you memorize it, and I'm only saying what I'm saying. So here it is, live Thursday, that's now, April 12th, Y2K, plus 18 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to be broadcasting some of our show on our personal app for Periscope. Periscope is the name of the application. I don't have to say a lot to a lot of you about it, because you probably have it and you know about it. It's the video streaming app now owned by Twitter. Two guys invented this, and of course, yeah, that's what's happened over the years. You know, easily, someone came in, Twitter people came in, said, "We'll buy that. Here's $1 billion." Yeah, and those guys walk away, and we never hear from them again. Or they create three or four more apps nobody cares about. They're just rich, and life's over. That's it. That's it. You've hit the heights. So anyway, the expanding community for the Periscope Atmosphere is a mixed and unmatched group of people preaching and searching, headquartered and lost in their vague presentations. Join us, and here you have joined us, if you're listening to me, join us in this show as we elaborate upon the nomadic nature of a virtual world gone mad from loneliness. You won't see that definition of Periscope anywhere, unless you go to CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com for this day, April 12th, Y2K plus 18. Other stuff is happening as we move on, and we'll tell you about that later. You know where to get the books if you want to get the books, if you haven't gotten the books. And thank you for all the people who are buying the books. Stay tuned. There's big announcements. There are announcements, plural. There are big announcements coming up from the king of the web, the third man, the vegetable man, me, Frank Catolo. Wake up, it's night. We got the network, the blog, the podcast, the Hallelujah Trail, all here. You know, I don't even know if Podomatic still exists. This piece of paper I'm holding here is in, it's in tatters. It's in tatters. And it's ripped, and it's part of it's missing. But it says, you know, replenish your precious bodily fluids. And we have our coffee black as hell, strong as death, and sweet as love. Although it's not sweet as love, it's really mildly sweet. I don't want to have that much sugar anymore. And drink it before it gets cold. Oh, there goes another one of those bangs. You don't have a return on the desk, see? This is it. I'm in the thunder. I have a return. I hit it because I'm not your a stylized broadcaster. And I never have been, and I never will be. So what was I going to do? Let me play this thing by this guy. I'll give him some, who is it? What is Periscope? He'll tell you. This guy will tell you who, this is like 4 minutes. He'll tell you who, he'll tell you his name. See, I always have to stop. If you always stop when you say the question so that you don't end your sentence in is or, you know, was, so it's complete. I think that's good. He holds in his coffee belch. Let's listen to this guy. For those of you who don't know what Periscope might be, let's see, I did it again. For those of you who don't know Periscope, the app, here's this guy. He'll tell you his name and explain it to you. And then the latest in live streaming social media. The next best thing. Is it the next best? I don't know. But we're going to have people, they don't even know it, because we're going to go around the country, and I've recharged my tablet. So those people don't even know they're going to be there. I might even go on and then see who pops up and tell them, hey, you're on a radio show. Hello. And then they'll go away. Because we'll go into here. Here's this guy.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Carl here, and this has been me for almost the past week. Streaming, going to school, streaming, brushing my teeth, streaming, eating my food, streaming, trying to work out. So if you haven't guessed it, Periscope is a live streaming-based social media app made by some folks out of Twitter, and it is just so addicting. I think only one word describes my use of Periscope, and that is hooked. Yes, I love it that much. All you need is your iPhone. It's only available on iOS. I'm sure it will come out for Android pretty soon. It just came out last week, I think March the 26th, so it's fairly new. Point it at yourself, point it at your subject, and start filming, and people will come and watch your live stream. I think we finally got to the point where we have no more privacy. Social media is just everywhere, and I guess this is the next evolution. Live streaming, because who wants to watch TV when you can watch someone like me doing the duck face? Maybe not. So once you've downloaded Periscope and you launch it, it's a pretty basic menu system. Just remember, it did just come out, so it is a tad bit buggy from time to time. It freezes, it does lag, but I'm sure the folks over at Periscope will fix it. Over on your profile, it does show your overall heart count, and you receive hearts when you do a video and someone taps or double taps on the screen. Here is all the famous people, the Periscope famous people. They've got hundreds of thousands of hearts and thousands of followers. You can always choose to search the person that you're looking for, but it is linked to your Twitter account. On the TV menu page, this is where all the live feeds you can choose to look at. So people that you're following, their videos will appear. If you have notifications on, you can watch their videos as they start streaming. But for example, random videos do appear. Let's listen to this awesome one.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to show you some.
So it is pretty cool what you can see, and all the videos that you've done are saved at the bottom. And also people that you follow, if they choose to upload their own videos, those are saved at the bottom so you can always rewatch them. This is the good stuff when you can start broadcasting your own. So clicking the middle button, you're brought to this page. Choose a title.
Yeah.
Be on my YouTube video.
Right.
Awesome stuff.
Right.
What's going on, guys? You are currently on YouTube, so say what's up.
Uh-huh.
You are being filmed right now. Ask a few questions, why not?
Jeez, you know, see? There's a people you can...
What's going on? Yeah, youtube.com/Carl Conrad. Birthday is on December the 14th.
People are talking.
Hey, YouTube, what up?
In little squares, they're chatting, and you're seeing what they're
What's
saying.
What's going on from the Czech Republic?
See, he's just talking at them.
Maple Leafs do suck.
Yeah.
They do suck. Why aren't YouTube? You're here for a product review, and yes, Phil Kessel does.
Product review, Carl. Why does this guy do this stuff? Who is he?
I make tech videos. Be sure to check them out. I will leave that in my description, I guess. That's in my bio. So make sure to follow, toss some hearts, and... Yeah, I guess everyone here is YouTube famous now.
Yeah, right.
Peace, guys.
That's the
If you've got an iPhone, check it out. It is free on the App Store. And if you're looking for someone to follow, look no further. At Carl Conrad, my info is down below.
Fat chance, Carl, we're
going to
follow you.
I can guarantee you that I eat, sleep, work out every once in a while, and go to school. And I guess I make YouTube videos. Maybe you can see me behind the scenes outside of the studio.
Yeah, an exciting guy.
I am such a fascinating person.
Oh, wow, man.
April Fools. Wow. Okay, so I hope to see you all on Periscope.
Okay.
If you enjoy this video, smash that like button. This isn't an April Fools video.
Shut up, Carl. That's it. We've had enough. We've had enough for you. You know, that's what people do. And the reason I played that also, as opposed to just talking about it, is because this is what is happening and what was never happening. You're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles, a show that pioneered listening to things on the internet. So when we came about, not only were there only a few people who had a show, per se, broadcasted, and as time went on, there were more stations, independent stations. That was before the mainstream media, as they call it, got involved with the internet. Then they got involved. There's a quick history of why there are so many people. But even in the beginning, we had said, you know, everybody can have a show on the, we said the best thing and the worst thing about the internet is that everybody can have a show. That's the best thing and the worst thing, because everyone does not deserve a show. But Periscope came, the technology of Periscope came about, and now there's an entire community. There's people who do it regularly. Listen to Carl. He says that he has YouTube shows and talks and whatever. I'm not saying some of this stuff isn't great. You could find a lot of things on YouTube that, you know, explain things. You don't have to read books or what have you. Well, heavens, you should read books. You know? You know, how to use a Phillips head screwdriver, right? Go to Wikipedia for the reason it's called the Phillips head. But now on Periscope, people, you'll see the same people a lot. And if you do, I don't know how addicting it is in a sense, because I go for certain funny reasons. But there's so many tentacles to this Periscope thing. But anyway, what I was saying was, and is now, what I am now saying is that people get on Periscope. Now, we've been on Periscope before, here and there on the show, when Jeremy Long used to hang out here. We would go on Periscope while I was broadcasting, and you would, and I'm going to try to do that again, I guess. What the heck? And I don't know how you do that and still look. How do you do that and still look at what's, because I've never been on. But the people who are on there gather fans. They don't just get people at random. They gather people who come back and see them, and then they follow them, and then they go back and follow them. So everybody has their own show, gets on, and they all have their own particular reason. Sometimes it's just vanity. Sometimes sometimes they're not real people. They're real people. What I mean is sometimes it's a video that's trying to lure you to another site. Sometimes those are sex sites. Okay. And they're fake. Like the other night I was, someone said to me, this is a fake, this is a video. It's fake. There was just some girl in bed. She wasn't doing anything. She was just there and she's pretty and she's laying there. And I don't know what she was saying because my speaker's on the back and it's not that loud. But then she says, this is a fake. It's a video. And you know that because they're not answering. People are typing in comments. And they're not answering it, and they're not editing them, or they're not bouncing any of the people there for saying bad things, because Periscope, you only allow certain things, and they ban people who do horribly dirty things, if you call them horrible, those dirty things, or if you call them dirty. So there's all sorts of stuff going on, but these people, get on there, for every reason, and here's what's great. You can't do this with regular broadcasting. You can't sell someone a show on like radio, if there is radio anymore. I don't know. Or some form of, there are, you know, still internet radio. There's plenty of internet radio stations, and there are radio stations, but you can't go into a station manager, whether it's on the internet or somewhere in a building with an antenna, God knows if they have those on much anymore, and say, you know, I want to do a show where I go on because I'm bored. And yet this is what so many people go on Periscope. This is what I meant when I said these are people, lonely people. They're dying of loneliness. They have nowhere to go. Periscope allows them to get online. They don't talk. They can talk to people, but just talk to people's comments. Because the people write, type in this little chat thing. Oh, I like that. I like the design that makes on the scope. Dun, 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 dun. So, but the people talk. The point is, ouch, when you go, anywhere in the world, by the way, except why would you go to Germany if they're only talking German and you don't know how to speak German, right? But so many people get on for no reason, and you can't do that. You can't broadcast for no reason anywhere. At least no one's going to give you airtime or bandwidth or anything to just say nothing. You know, I'm bored. And some people, you go to, you see them and you click, hang with me. Here's the kicker. So hang with me, which means I don't know what they're talking about. They'll talk about what they're talking about. I'm bored. So then people talk to other people just because they have nothing to do. All right. Look at me. Those are the people, the vanity groups who aren't only girls. There are guys. There are sets of people. Okay. Then there's the people, right? And they just like, hey, and then there's the smoking. There's the dope smoking. And I just don't understand this one. Real, I guess I understand all of it because it's all just another thing to do. And like Carl said, it is addictive to many people. Okay. So their title of their little box where it says they're broadcasting, right? And because you can put a title in there. You know, say, like I said, I'm bored. Talk with me. Ask me questions. These are very common little shows. Okay. It's like hundreds of thousands of ask me questions and I'm bored. And then there's get high with me, smoke with me, vape with me. These people get high and you watch them. And usually have a bong, or they have those vape things that look like the stuff they used to smoke in the Arabian Nights. If any of you people even have any idea what that meant, can you see that scenario? You know what I mean? And so they're vaping and they're getting high. And get high with me. I love this. I'm going on Periscope. What are you doing tonight? I'm going to go on Periscope, get high and talk to people. And some of them, you know, combine things. I'm bored, so I'm smoking, and I'm going to look sexy. See, that's how they combine everything. Now, there are other things, too. People take their phones to concerts and to shows. Last week, I saw something I never would have known existed unless I bumped into it because somebody told me about it, what have you. But there was a kind of a, it was a show somewhere, probably in California, called Hilarity Charity. The Hilarity Charity, yeah. For what? It was Seth Rogen and his wife put together because Seth Rogen's wife's mother, or Seth's mother-in-law, apparently has Alzheimer's very badly. And so they put together this show, which is part of a foundation that can get help to people who have to take care of Alzheimer's patients. It's a noble cause. And I'm always moved at the fact that people who have money, and he said it, Seth said it too, and I had a lot of respect for him for saying that. Not that he needs my respect. He doesn't. And I'm not really crazy about anything. I'm just saying that even people I don't like, I could go, hey, it's okay for that. And I like the fact that because he has so much money and everything, he even said it, we're fortunate. We have money. So we can afford to have people take care of, you know, pay people in nurses or whatever these people do that come in and help Alzheimer's patients. But a lot of people don't have the money. So this foundation does things, Hilarity Charity. And the show consists of people bought, gave money and brought, it's kind of like a telethon too, I guess, and contributed money for the foundation. Okay. But here's my point in terms of Periscope. And that is that it was someone brought their phone there and I was watching it. Okay. I saw a prize fight. I called it a prize fight. What am I? What am I? 103 years old? A prize fight? A boxing match. I saw a boxing match. Somebody paid for, you know, pay for play. What is that called? It's not called pay for play. You know what it's called. On demand, pay for on demand. Pay demand. And they were paying for the, and they showed the, they, and they put their phone up to it. So everybody shared if you got there. Watching it for nothing. Okay, you have to watch it on a little screen or a little bigger screen than a phone, as I have, because I have a thing. I have a tablet or whatever I have. What is it? I don't know. The one that really entertains me the most, and not for the reason that it's supposed to, because I don't understand this, other than the fact that, and there's still stuff I don't know about it, but it only happens with the girls and the few guys that I've seen who get on there and advertise a show and what they're going to do on the show. I don't know. I don't pay these people to go to wherever they have it. Can you do that on Instagram? I still don't know that much about Instagram. Can you go to places and, you know, Skype, I guess you can. I know you can with Skype, you know, those kind of places. You could do it on Periscope, but they say go private. Go private means you and another person and you pay them. And I guess they do things, that are untoward, not untoward. That's bad. You know, they do sexy things that they wouldn't do or can't do to the public, for the public. So, and some people don't do that. They just get on to show off because they like to feel good. And people say, now that the people say, this is where I find it amusing. I don't find it amusing to watch normal people, girls or guys, just showing themselves and dancing and lip syncing to some track and doing sexy moves while they smoke dope or not, or showing off their skin on their legs, or, you know, well, I don't, that's not, it's the audience that really makes me laugh. Because just like always on the internet, where there were and are people who are in chat rooms, on messenger services, and various other places that they can leave their tag, the messenger, I said messengers, they don't have their real names. They just come up with some crazy name because nobody wants to be accountable for what they say. And they never did on the internet. This is nothing new. If you're getting onto the internet and just, you've got all these apps. They didn't have all these apps in the old days. They just had certain, ways of communicating. And you, like the AOL messenger, they left. They're gone now. See, they never thought they'd be gone. Yahoo messenger for the Facebook thing. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is this. The people with weird names, so you can't identify them, get on and say very nasty things. But I'm going to tell you something. They say things that are very funny, too. Very, very funny. And they come in swarms, groups. So let's say there's this girl and she's dancing and she's sticking her tongue out and she's wearing practically nothing but enough not to be kicked out of Periscope, because they're very careful. She's making, you know, she's insinuating movements, not necessarily anything lewd. But they are, these guys come in, and sometimes the girls come in, and they come, what I mean by come in is that they're typing in messages and sending them over to the person who can see the messages as they're brought, periscoping, or as they call, scoping. And they're just saying, they're just edging them on, you know, take your blouse off, show your boobs, right? It's like, turn around, bend over, stick out your tongue. And they come up. Now that's in itself is not funny because they're just prompting them. Okay. They just come up with some funny phrases and things. And it's amazing to think that there are all these people out there who are finding, they're just, it's funny. I find it funny. You can find it funny too, perhaps. I use my real name on most everything. I mean, I have a couple of shady emails. Not shady because I'm not doing anything particularly ridiculous, but I have a couple of emails. But mostly, and on all these apps, Facebook, where you can get me, even Periscope. You can follow me on Periscope, even though I haven't been there. I haven't done anything. I might. I'm going to be there tonight. It's just at Frank Catolo. So I don't usually exchange things. I mean, I don't usually type in anything. I certainly don't type in anything like that. People love, and this is really funny, I think. Don't you? It's like people want to see feet, bare feet a lot. Show us your feet. It's funny. And the girls, this is always amazing too. I haven't seen the guys do this because that's a whole different thing. Even if you're a gay guy, it's a whole different thing. They just don't, do it. They put on their show, whether they're looking to make money and do it privately or not. And I don't even know how to go private. I keep asking people, well, how do you go private? You want to go private? How do you go private? And what is FaceTime? I found out someone said, oh, FaceTime, that's where you and another person just talk together. And I don't know how do we go FaceTime? How do you wipe out everyone else and just get on yourself with the person who's broadcasting? I don't know. Nobody tells me. I didn't look into it. So, okay. The point is that when people say, let's go private, and I don't know, how do you go private? Huh? But people want to go private. And there seem to be a lot of people, whether they do or not, who want to pay for whoever is on there, a person to say like, I want to go private. I want to meet you somewhere. The Snapchat too. I guess Snapchat allows you to do private stuff. Obviously, Skype does. And, must be other ones. But the people dancing, was this girl dancing and she's got stuff on and made her dress on, but she lifts her dress so you could see her panties, but nothing else. And then she turns around and you could see she's got a very tight panties on from the back, or she's swilling her tongue. And then they go like, hey, they ask for more. And the girl gets insulted. When that's funny to me. I don't know what they expect. People also get on to play their music. Play original songs, don't play original songs. People get on when they're in bars. They scope. They scope when they're in restaurants. They scope when they're in their cars. A lot of people scope on their way home from work and stuff. Now, I don't know if a lot of people will be talking. I don't know how this is going to work when I go on scope and I'm talking from, I don't know, but we'll let some of these people, I could just put it up to the mic and you can hear it, and I will read some of the comments coming in. And so, put the kids to sleep. This has its parental guidance here. I mean, some stuff is pretty funny. Although I have a good way, as I usually do, of editing and replacing various words with other words. Not because I can't, because this is internet radio. This isn't just internet radio. This is the godfather of internet radio. My name adorns the title of the show, Cotolo Chronicles. I'm Frank Cotolo. So I can say whatever I want, but through the 20 years that I have been on, I have been sparingly, it's been scarce that I drop the F-bomb or say something sordid, lewd, or, just cuss. I don't cuss. There's just no need to do it. And when I do it, it has an impact. Do a show on that alone, and I probably have. I've forgotten the things I've done. Oh, I want to mention this. Happened this week before I get on to Scope. See who's on there and then guide you through the country. North America. A really great actor, I think, and a very funny man. I didn't grow up with him, or I'd be as old as he was. Was, I say, because he died. A man named Chuck McCann. We've talked about him on this show here and there. He used to be a terrific, when I was a child, he was on a local New York TV, and he did characters, showed cartoons, one of those guys. And he used to play Dick Tracy and do the funny papers on Sunday, and or every day. That's right. We had comics every day in New York with all the newspapers. But Chuck McCann passed away last week, and Brock LaRobe, who's been on the show any number of times and who, of course, grew up in Brooklyn, and that's how I know him. He's an author now and what have you. So he got in touch with me. He said, why don't we do a show about Chuck McCann? And we will. We're going to do that. We're going to find some Chuck McCann clips. And hopefully, he plays a deaf mute in his best part in a movie with Alan Arkin and The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Wonderful part. He's been in movies. He's an actor. And he used to eat at DuPar's in, I don't know if DuPar's is still there in the Valley in LA. Is that DuPar's still there? Someone tell me. I don't know. He was old. He made it to his 90s or whatever have you. Chuck McCann will be, just want to wait and talk about him come the Bone Garden. Brock LaRobe, a big fan of his, and I, just a terrific guy from radio, television, voices. The voices he's done on cartoons or what have you through the years. So we're going to do a Chuck McCann tribute in a couple of weeks or what have you. So watch for that. I was amazed when I found out he passed away. It was Jeremy Long told me too, because Jeremy knew him, met him out there. Well, Jeremy didn't grow up with him because Jeremy's way too young. but I couldn't believe that there wasn't an obit, or there wasn't even a little, you know, thing at the end of the news saying comedian and whatever. Nothing. There was nothing. There just wasn't anything for Chuck McCann, and that bothered me because, you know, there are people who are, there are terrific people who should be. But then again, you got to look at it this way. That, you know, if he's not that widely exposed in the media throughout the years, that why would they put him on? Because people watching are going to go, who's that? I'm sure, I am absolutely sure that in New York, at WPIX, WOR, WNEW, those stations, I'm sure that on those stations that he appeared, there are, or were, short announcements. Maybe announcements of his death, maybe a clip from the Chuck McCann show, or whatever else he did, because he did so many shows. And I know he's on YouTube, various places, he must be. Because I remember telling my son, telling Jack, about some of the songs about Moon Maid. The Moon Maid from, well, I mean, we're going to get into that when Brock LaRob is on via Skype. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. I don't have any other particular plans, do I? I have, no, I don't. We got Brock and then whoever else I get in touch with. I've been so busy and there have been so many things to do. It's a very busy month for me. So, and I'm trying to get a lot of this stuff done in April because I have deadlines and then I could, this, oddly enough, because this is a spiritual show and there's no preparation involved, I get on and do it. So these 2 hours that we share together are our hours and that's it. We don't, you get it. I give it to you. I don't get it back. You don't get it back. If you want to hear other shows and you haven't heard them because you can't hear them live, if you go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com and look at the list below or just Google, you'll find that the show is broadcasted on other stations throughout the week after it is live on SRN Media Works. And at JuicedTalk.com. At JuicedTalk.com, you can also get Savino Veritas. I said it like an Englishman. Veritas. Savino Veritas. My good friend, a longtime friend, and the best man at two of my weddings, Mr. Tom Savino, who, when you listen to this on the live stream, follows me on Thursday nights live. His archives are there. His shows are really great for a time capsule because he deals and he satires so much current news and things. Unlike us, we're just generically involved. We're generically streaming and whatever. We're generically conscious because this is spiritual. I could probably, wow. Just heard something sound like a car, sound like a flying saucer landing somewhere. It must have been a car. How could those vibrations come all the way down here? I don't know. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. Cotolo Chronicles. Wake up. It's night. Never, ever have I felt the depth of that phrase as I do in Y2K plus 18. Wake up. It's night. There's a show about that too, but I wouldn't know where to find it. I don't have this archive. I will continue to look through the archives and what we have here. So you call in, write in, whatever. And you could write in anything you'd like and ask me at fcotolo@yahoo.com. People do it. If there's any reason you can do it, you do it. Here's what we're going to do now, though. Now at this moment. The short break that allows you all to, get more beverage, replenish your precious bodily fluids, or dismiss some of your waste fluids. Whatever you want to do at that particular time can be done in a brief couple of minutes. Then come back. We come back. You come back. We'll be back. And we'll get on the scope. We will get on the scope and then maybe we'll scope. In order to broadcast on scope, you have to get connect with some other app or what have you. I don't want to go through all that. And I didn't look it up because this is a show, not a program. And so I wasn't going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to see, where is it? Here you go. And then we'll come back and scope. I was somebody on scope there. My name is Frank Tolman. His name is Joe Natasha Show. Welcome back, everyone. Okay, let me get rid of this thing. We're about to go somewhere. You know, there are... Where is it? There's crazy Periscope here. There's... Let me move my mic here so we can look right into this thing. You can... There's 175,000 results of relating to Periscope. Teen live streams. Oh God, that's horrible. People doing horrible things. But let's go. Best of Periscope. Craig's funny Periscope moments. That's a crazy Periscope girls. You got to subscribe for that? I don't get it. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I'm not signed in, but that's okay. Lil Pimp, funny moments. Crazy ass night in Las Vegas. Someone did a vlog. Here's a crazy Periscope video. Yo Unique Makeup, 29 minutes. They go on for a long time. 10 shocking videos. Oh, no, that's it. That's gone. Periscope videos. Adults, subscribe. So, you could do that. Or you could hit funny, crazy videos. The point is you have to see this. Twitter Live Girl has beautiful eyes. What is this? Let's see if they let us see this one here. Oh, boy. So here's a girl she's washing dishes.
I've been listening to Robin lately. Like, it's been a problem. I've listened to this all day.
See, what?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful country. So I've heard it's very popular when it comes to tourists.
She's got floppy pants on and a top, and she's just why? She wants to be on broadcasting her and talking to what? Yeah. See, this is what happens. Shake it up. They're starting, the guys. Okay, you can't even hear that there anyway, so that's okay. But you could see some of those if you get to your Periscope. I have my. See, I do the GOTS. See, I'm going to put on my Samsung Android now. And I'm going to go to Periscope, and we're going to start looking. And, I'll describe to you what's going on. We'll do that. See where that gets us here at the top of the second hour. It's a Samsung. I don't know the model. It's, it's a regular model. Takes a time. Hey, you call to take a time to get on. When you put it on, you got to wait. It's got a boot, right? Up, there it goes. 10 p.m. Exactly. Swipe screen. So, you know, you know how to work this. You know more than I do. So then it comes on here and it says, 100% fine, because I did that so that we could do that connected to the Wi-Fi network, which is our personal Wi-Fi network here in the house. I have a Messenger, which is, the Messenger is an app that's connected to Facebook. So although I don't have Facebook on here per se, because I don't go to Facebook, much anymore, but you know, I do now and then. So, but if you get friend, no, you don't even have to friend me. If you write me a message on Facebook, I can get it even without going to Facebook. That's fine with me, because I go less and less to Facebook. I have no reasons anymore, really, even though, but anyway. But here, I don't know when this, you're going to start hearing thing as it starts loading stuff. See, now it's, okay, somebody on Messenger, someone, ding, got me on Messenger, and, see, this is somebody, by the way, anyway, the same stuff happens, you know, you get weird people, and you get, scam people, or what have you. Now it's telling me, that was my Twitter, I'm not gonna check my Twitter account. It's telling me that I have direct messages or whatever on Twitter. And this is a person here. Well, I'm going to get rid of that person for now. On Messenger. I have to look at that. So I guess I'm hooked. I guess I'm rolling now. You never quite know when it's, okay. So I'll open up Periscope. Proudly made in America by immigrants, it says. Periscope. And it has that, it has its own logo, which I'm sure you know. Come up here. Featured broadcasts come up. And there's this Russian girl. She's on all the time. I don't, you know, there's a lot of people that use different languages here. That's what I said, but I don't, let me see. Here she is. Now, I don't know. I guess we could find out where she's broadcasting from, but from where she's broadcasting. See, I said it wrong. But you see, look. She's this pretty girl, and she's Russian, and why, what she's saying, I have no idea. Here's someone hunting for ghosts at a cemetery in New Jersey hunting. There's two people hunting for ghosts in a cemetery in New Jersey. I'll tell you what they're writing in the meantime. Let me move my mic here so you can get everything. Yeah. Welcome back.
Dude, you got that incubus shit after you, bro.
See? LMAO.
Fucking invite that shit in. You're gonna wake up and you have some freaking.
So someone's just holding the camera, and these people are in a cemetery.
Inside you when you're sleeping.
Two guys and a girl. Hello. They're having fun. You want to watch them? Wow. These are comments.
That's the noise you're gonna be making when you're sleeping, dude.
Okay. See. So then, how long do you stay on there? Right. What? I don't know. It's like, no. You don't. Who's this guy? Some freestyle rapping with your comments. Okay, let's hear this guy here.
Yo. Hey.
What?
Click the tweet out from the bottom of the screen, baby. And follow me on Snapchat, Script Music.
Wow.
Hit me up on Snapchat, stop playing games with me, Instagram, SKRIP.
Yep. You know what? It's amazing. But they are so many of them guide you over to Instagram and Snapchat. So apparently, this is where the Facebook people have gone, the younger people. No longer that cool to go to Facebook. So they have Snapchat. I don't know. I don't have Snapchat. Now there are people, if it's in red, when you go around the world, you hit the globe and you can make your, making my map larger here in America. I'm doing America. Although I could go to Montreal, but they'll all be speaking French, I believe. So I make my map large so I could see, and there are these red circles that tell me how many people are broadcasting. The red is your broadcasting. If it's gray or some other color, because I lose track, if it's not red, let's just say that if it's not red, then it's still available to watch, but they're not live. So if I go to Connecticut here, and there's three people in Connecticut. One of them says Quickie. Let's see what she's doing. Quickie. Miss Lady? Yeah? write a comment that says, and let Sherry, this is Sherry, know that you're here. Why? There's only 8 people in the bottom right. It tells you how many people are watching.
I don't know.
You don't know? What? Sherry. And it says, follow her to catch her next.
Merci beaucoup.
Sometimes on slips outside the cup and the edge will crush it. Whatever that means.
Where do you train?
See, now she's talking to people who are writing in here, and they're speaking in French for some reason. And she's smoking. Now, is she smoking a joint? Or no, she's just smoking a cigarette. You know that because of how they inhale. I have to tell you that, too? I don't think so. Support Sherry by giving Super Hearts. Now, I don't understand the Super Hearts thing. Do you pay for them? You pay? Support them? People go on here to try to make money.
Balls. I do have balls, actually. They're in my mouth.
Oh, look, she has
they're black.
The tongue. F the Yanks. I don't know why. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Someone said, may I suck your something, please?
You are beautiful.
And then someone says, you're beautiful. Okay, that's it. That's longer than I usually say on somebody who doesn't interest me at all. There's a car chase going on with a naked driver from Stan Stocco in Connecticut. Now, let's see. He's broadcasting this. He's showing a car chase. Here goes.
And as we continue on, for folks just joining us here on KTLA.com, this is a stolen vehicle out of San Bernardino. San Bernardino sheriff's brought it up from the east.
So there's somebody in Connecticut following some station in California. That does not... Trucking around jamming. I don't know what that means, and that's all that's live there. From New York, of course, highly populated. Here's 21 people. Here's a person. There's only 2 people watching this cast. I don't know. I can't see from the solo shot. Just Max. Max. Let's just call him Max. Let's not give last names. Max says, let's talk about it. He's live. Let's see what he's talking about.
It was a lot. It was a lot of things that we could have done better. We could have won that game. But like I said, shouts out to Team 9. They came to play. They played better on defense. I can't be mad at that.
Who you think going to win the combined?
I couldn't tell you, man.
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
What are they talking about?
I would not be able to tell you.
Okay. Now what?
But the combine is going smoothly, so you know.
Okay. I'm already disinterested. See? Haunted ceremony. We know about, we saw that. Drinks. Here's a girl. There's one person. We're the only other people. Oh, she just stopped. She just left. It said drinks. Will the Flyers win game 2 versus the Penguins? Are these people communicating with each other about what, games? Oh, look, let's say. They're in some kind of club. Here's Karip. Karip? Karip is live. 4 people watching Karip. What is she saying? What? What are you saying?
Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale.
What? What, Karip? Oh, 8 people are watching this here now. 8.
What is she saying?
It's just a hand.
You, okay, when I come down there, you better show me.
Someone just went naked, please. Naked, please. Brown subs. These are people just writing in here now. She's watching. She's reading. Broadcaster blocked. You can block people. So if they say horrible things, you can somehow hit blocked. Oh, boy. There's an abusive one. Another one asking for sexual something. Okay. Now what? That's all it. These guys are doing. Snap. Now, Snap means let's go to Snapchat. Why? Is Snapchat private or what? I don't know Snapchat. Hell no. I left the shicks to... Oh, that's it. Majority voted an abusive comment, so someone got canned. She's making... Her lips are moving. She's, I don't hear her. I don't know. That's... See? Gone. Okay. Nothing. Here's WAG warnings. Again in New York. WAG warnings from someone named Wessum. 23 people are watching this one here. Here's this girl. She's making faces.
No,
What? Making faces. First step. What are you doing New Year's Eve? Are you a model? What you gonna do? Says just her. She got the camera on her face. She's now giving them the finger. She blocked somebody. Did you straighten your hair? Did you straighten? Huh? New York, I meant. Oh, old enough to drink? I can tell. 14 years. I don't know. You never know. And they can lie. Can you do an American accent?
Can you do an American accent?
Yeah. She's reading the same thing I read. Let's see. Where in England are you from? What did you eat? Makes your eyes
England
dazzle.
From London. Makes your eyes dazzle.
I don't know what. 27 people. She's giving them the finger. And people are shooting hearts over there. Is the food?
Yeah, I got a burger today.
What are you doing? She's British.
So that was fun.
I'm Coventry. Hello there.
From Coventry, mate. Are you from Coventry?
Yeah. See, this is what goes on. That's it. That's it. This can go on for an hour. Just her. She's playing with her hair. She's not saying anything. She's not delivering any message at all. She's singing, and you know, 25 people are here. This is what it sounds like when you give hearts. Listen. Just go click. Hear that? Here. Okay. Well, she's pretty, but let's move on. Because what are we going to do? See? That, you see what I'm saying? This is just New York now. WAG warnings, whatever that means. Tomorrow is Mama Boo's debut, says Ra. I don't know what that means. Let's see what Ra's saying.
Like, there's so much shit, bro. I wrote down a whole bunch of topics, bro. I have so many, bro. I have so many.
So many what?
You know, I was talking about buying drugs, selling drugs,
uh-huh.
Getting caught by the cops, you know,
yeah,
dealers getting sloppy, like all sorts of shit. I got so much
so
knowledge.
So much,
Dan. Because for 15 years, that's what I was doing, bro.
He's
so I want to, you know, now that my mentality is on point, I'm done. I will never do that
He's
shit again,
on point.
Bro.
Okay. Thank you very much for the confession. We can leave. Because that's it. That's it. So here's a guy confessing that he was a major drug criminal at one time. Here's another guy. What happened to him? What happened? Whoa. It's 21. Where are you people? A whole new, scoped. What happened? Why is this doing this? I don't understand this. I'm hitting it. Hey, quick scope here. I don't know why this is doing it. It's disappearing. Greek American at Met Oval. Polar opposites live. This guy's got a mic. Oh, come on. Where is it? Here, let's see what he's saying here.
The upper register, so not quite there yet.
You got honey in your voice tonight.
Okay.
He's got a mic and headphones,
man.
And it's like he's doing radio.
Very exciting.
Back-to-back days off, so me and Chad held it down. Chad's not here tonight.
Thank you guys for that. Excellent work.
No problem. That's what we do.
It's called tonight. Sports on the Go. So you see, here's someone doing a sports show on Periscope. Doesn't have an internet radio station doing it. He doesn't have maybe it's a podcast. I don't know. Maybe it's,
I beg to differ.
Yeah. First one's in the clown's mouth.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's got.
Now, consider the fact that there are sports networks on television, cable. There's any number of sports podcasts or something, and there's still people like this getting on to Scope. Here's Vibe. What is Vibe? And they get on the Scope. They do a show. Okay, here's two girls dancing. We're bound to get some. The boys are bound to come in with their comments. Here are two girls dancing to whatever music. There's only 18 people watching, but that's gonna increase rapidly. It is 19, 20, 21, 22. Here we go. I'll give you the comments. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Where are they? Come on, guys. Here they come, 20. They're dancing around in their room there. It's just a room. Somewhere in New York. Here you go. Cam and Baby. It says, Here they come. See nothing to do, or what? Come on, guys. Don't make a liar out of me. Where are you guys and your stupid comments? Oh, there's a third girl now. Come on, three girl. Oh, the third one's not dancing. They know all the words of these rap songs. They're laughing and having a ball, and only 13 people are watching. And they're not asking. The guys aren't asking anything. Oh, one of them just left. So I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, okay, right. All right, gone. That didn't work out. Let's talk about it. Remember I told you there's things? Let's talk. I want to talk. Here's let's talk about it. Oh, it's him again. How did he get on to New York? It was a guy talking about the games. I don't know. Tomorrow is, okay, we got that one. Here's another Russian. What the heck is this? What? Listen. She's listening to weird music, eating on Periscope. 20 people are watching a lady eating, listening to this, that whatever music that may be, so probably popular in Rusky these days. There it is, the St. Petersburg, number one in St. Petersburg. Lady Immigrant is her name. Follow her. No, I'm not going to follow her. I don't have any idea. Here's another photos. Editando? Here's Editando Live. 14 people watching her. See, she talks.
Hola.
Hola. No Spanish, okay.
¿Cómo estás, Argentina?
Muy bien, ¿y tú? Nothing. She's got headphones on. Okay. And she's going to speak Spanish. So there's only 13 people there. Let's see if we can find somebody. What is this? Anwar. Can't even see. Watch replay. No, I don't want the replay. I don't know what that's all about. That's some kind of ancient war dancer. Thunder Prime, the Thunder Crew. What is this? Periscope TV.
Live from Roll Tide, Alabama, on your Peri TV dial.
Yeah.
As we move, of course, from Rob there. There she is, of course, the sanctuary.
What?
Just stay long.
Thunder Crew.
All right, no problem, Sophie. I will do that. That's right. And, of course, guys, please welcome back live. You met her, of course, earlier. Of course, and you're not following already? Well, here's a chance to follow right now, because she will be the nightcap here at the end of Thunder Crew on this Thursday evening. Please welcome back. You know you don't need your TV set. What? You better get rid of it now. Don't
what?
Even think of, don't even buy that flat screen. If you want to buy that same 5-inch flat screen, don't buy it.
What?
Why?
What is
because television's here.
Yeah?
That's right. It's the one, the only, the true warrior in life for the West Coast side of California.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, all. Somebody just came in.
Excuses.
I don't know what he's
That's
doing.
That's right. No lies, no BS, no fuss.
I'm stable.
No
it's all good.
No
LOL.
When Tala is on the Perry scene, coming to you, a member of the Thunder Crew
Sweet.
Here.
Okay.
And when you follow Tala,
what's the Thunder
TV,
Crew? What are you doing?
At www.talanoexcuses.live. She, of course, is a quality of life advocate for a catastrophic illness and injury.
What?
And, of course, you'll find out more about her continuing, ongoing Mariposa Climate Project.
What are they talking about?
No excuses. Those emojis, though, on your Peri TV dial. So, again, guys.
He calls it Periscope TV.
One more time, the roundup. Again, West Coast California house with Tyler, no excuses.
Come on, what?
And of course,
see, I don't know, and I don't want to. No, forget it. Why is this not working right?
Tyler, no excuses, and who's mine? And of course,
this is weird. I'm having like weird.
Ask Mama Louise, and of course, Sweet Pea Leslie's in the house, and Dark Widow.
Let's see if I move this. What's going on? Oh, I'm having weird reactions holding this tablet. And I'm in front of the Wi-Fi is right over there. I'm in front of the screen, my screen. Okay. All right. Let's move to some other places. See if anything else weird is going on anywhere. Well, that's all weird as far as I'm concerned. How about six down here in Miami? Two in Miami. Let's play and trade picks, says this girl. Oh, this is a fake girl. Here's the fake girl. She's on a lot of channels. I don't know what they want from me.
Dabs.
And it's the same one as, she'll be on a number of places. That's fake. I don't know what they're trying to get from Marge. Marge, if you see Marge laying in bed, no, I can't get rid of her now. There it is. There are certain places I can't use this if it's too close to the computer or what have you. Well, there's nobody else there anyway. So let's move up to Fort Myers. Drunk Twister. What is Drunk Twister? Here.
It's me. I'm going to do it. And it's vodka. It's
Oh, they're playing Twister on... Okay, this is the show. They're playing Twister.
It's been like three times. Obviously, FaZe. Can I drink Obama? No. Yeah, she can.
Now, if they're all girls, okay, this is good. Right? That's the kind of Twister you want to see, right?
Half vodka, and then the rest of the...
So there's a bar in this house or what have you, and this girl who's just got tights on and stuff, she's not, just, give her a wedgie. I'm reading what they're writing in. Right now, with the camera just flying around, there's only nine people watching, and, it's someone's basement, there's a bar there, there's pizza boxes, and here's the girl, they're gonna be playing Twister, I think.
Cardi B, there it is.
Okay.
And
there's a guy there. What are they going to do? Are they going to play? Are they going to give her shots or something?
I'm so sorry, babe. I know you're going to lie. It's just a
girl. You're getting an idea without the picture of what's happening on Periscope. This is how people spend hours of their lives. Jagger Muffer, she's drinking that stuff there. Come on. Are you going to do something or not? See, that's it. No, sorry. Didn't work. It's gone. Drunk Twister, and yet you'll have to go back to it. Are there other people? Plenty. Excuse me. There's my dinner coming up on me there. Had a lot of soup. Gainesville. There's one in Gainesville. Who is it? What is Mac is live in Gainesville. 61 people are watching
sometimes,
Mac.
But
Mac.
I'm going to scope that.
She's a girl. 55 people are watching her. She's dressed finely. Oh, gosh. You really... To bus Mac 10, whatever that means. She's...
Are you saying Mac 10 like the gun?
What?
Because that's what one of my exes used to call me.
What?
And it's triggering.
She's just standing there again.
Mac 11. Ow! Whoa. Just hit my fucking belly button.
She hit her belly button. You're gorgeous AF, but your personality puts me off. This is what someone said. Love your shirt, Mac.
I hate on people.
Yeah. See, people get cruel. Here we go. Once more, please. What? What is
once more? Not even answering.
You see, I can say anything she'll ignore because she knows I'm joking.
What?
Nice shirt.
I don't even know what you said.
Nice shirt. Okay. God, wishing I had money for your shower, but okay, poor guys need to live. Shower? People in here are dickwads. Said. Here we go.
I don't care. Like I said, I don't.
Cleavage, please. No, she's got a full blouse on.
I go on here like every night.
Yeah. See, she goes on every night. To get what? Your eyes are so amazing when you smile. Open the boobs.
What color? Do my eyes just look black in this fucking thing?
How people talk. Get closer. She's ready? She's just, standing.
I wonder, what? You can't see that. I have this big ass bruise on my back. I wanted to see.
Jeez Louise! This is the comments. Don't you love you? I said your business is gold digger.
Oh, my business is gold digger.
Women like you give life meaning. Are you really ready? Shirt off to show us. Closer, please.
In the relationship, I'm always the fucking one providing.
You bet if a guy was doing this, he would allow anyone to watch, because that's how guys' brain works. What is your bra color? I know. Snow bunny. I won't shoot you jumping in the snow.
What?
Oh, boy. 59 people. Oh, what? 57. We lost a few. What? Open. When they say open, they mean, you know, they want them.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye. I'm out of here, Mac. He said, have a good night. Are you the chance to bounce with sexy? Someone just wrote in.
Pray for Coco. Everybody pray for baby Coco.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah. Sex? Someone just said sex? She's just a snowflake. You look great tonight.
I'm not showing.
Do you do private showings? You're the only girl on Scope who's... Oh, my God. Crap. Oh, wow. Hey, can you moan for us?
Like, what?
Moan. Can you moan for us?
My knees still hurts. This one hurts.
Oh, now she's showing your knees. These guys are bouncing all around. These guys are going nuts now. Come on, guys. 54, 53. They're starting to get hearts.
I'm sorry. That was a nasty face that I just made.
What? Okay, yeah. What was it? Stand up. Free those babies. What hurts? Down and up.
Mark on my knee.
Oh. I badly want to kiss your knees. All around. Oh, now she's doing a full body shot. She walked back. Top is amazeballs.
Because when someone comes for it, I'm not going to give a fuck.
What? Hey, nice. Oh, now she turned around. See, this is what goes on. Pregnant?
Yes, with fucking...
What? What? No, I'm saying how making money is easy for girls in here rather than boys. Delete the scope, Kaz. The nasty face you made. Ba, ba, ba.
Oh,
what'd you say, Mac 10? Spray, spray.
Twins.
You can't knock me down. You're so beautiful.
Wait,
here they go. No fear. We found one. They're just going. Hopefully they get more creative. Stop swearing. My kids are watching. That shirt would look good with control top pantyhose. Shake that body. Greetings from Miami.
My belly button.
You look perfect. There's a belly button. She just showed that. You look so good in that outfit. Great song. Please stand up again. A modern day hoochie. 94 people. We have gained another 30 people since we... She's gained. I haven't done it. I'm not...
H-I-E.
You do a hoochie? Hey, PayPal didn't work. Pantyhose? Love them or hate them? Says nothing. A lot of emojis being shot here.
Were you gone earlier, belly button?
What? 84. We lost 10.
I was trying to talk to you.
See, they come and they go, yeah, I can't spell. Open. Nice melons. Twerk for us. Can't even see the C-section scar anymore. You can do this too. You just have fun doing this junk. Why not allow us poor people to enjoy also? We got desire to watch sexy girl like you. Come to Turkey. From all over the world.
That's not working.
Fat white. I'm better at chasing tornadoes. Open boobs. Belly, leave it open. You see, this is what I was talking about. This is what they do. They're all different people. There's 62 people now. 61. How far gone are you? Listen, here it is. Can you show your feet, please? Remember I told you about feet? I just keep irritating you. Every time I had to talk, it's another person. 58. We lost a bunch.
We got 2 minutes, y'all.
Oh, she's got a time. If you keep it open, I don't need to. How much do you need? Would you chase a tornado with me?
35 for a month.
Oh, she's looking for money. She's up. She's on here to get money. And she's not doing... She's just not doing anything. Can I get a side shot?
A what?
Side shot.
I already did this.
Did what? Oh, there's a side shot. Your parents will be proud when you move out into your first trailer.
I live in an apartment.
Oh,
I don't live with my parents.
Wow. Oh, they're just fun. These people are just cruelly funny. They're 63. We're losing them. You're losing them.
I'm going to move to Portland.
You not ready for a alien.
Well, not right when I graduate, but after I graduate.
Yeah.
I'll work for a bit.
You have a beautiful body. Sweet. Are you selling your body? Hi, beautiful. WTF. Keep belly button open. I won't have to irritate you. Dang, you sexy. I'm out of this world. 33 monthly for what? Hot.
My Snapchat.
Did he just call you Trailer
Honestly,
Chance?
If he did, whatevs.
Wow. Make you float. Oh my god. And she's doing nothing.
That was my Trailer Trash post.
I can't see your feet again, please.
I had to pretend.
They want to see your feet. It's wild. It's strange.
Getting off.
What's your Snapchat? She's going.
It'll probably be past 10:30.
Okay, there she goes. Now that was, I don't know how many minutes. Of what? Of what? Wow. And that was from Gainesville, Florida? Yeah, Gainesville, Florida. I'm moving up across the country here now, looking for this Tallahassee. or as it's called, in Tallahassee, South Georgia. Okay, where are the, nobody, there's not a lot of people on there, here. Okay, here's one from, let's go to Alabama. Two in Alabama. Two guys, chilling talk to me. Here's a guy. I don't know what he's doing. Let's see what he's doing.
To know this brother, Xbox. Listen, what? We can't be friends because Xbox sucks monkey nuts, okay?
Xbox sucks monkey nuts.
Kanan, what's up?
There's 12 people.
Listen, Xbox sucks monkey nuts.
Yeah?
I'll tell you why. Xbox sucks.
Why? Tell why it's Xbox.
I want you to tell me, yes, monkey nuts.
Yeah?
I want you to tell me.
Tell me what?
Besides all the, besides the multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Like, besides the, that's why you, listen, I ain't gonna even let you get under my skin.
You're not even talking. Tell you. Say it.
I know you ain't playing Fortnite. Nah, I'm not. I'm actually.
Forget, there's only 12 people there and he's talking about X something. Xboxes. I don't know. Here's one from, where are we? What is it? Jackson? I guess that would be Tennessee, right? Yeah, there's Nashville, my old home city. I'm back. What y'all doing? And it's just, what is this? I'm back. He's back. Men from Memphis. And there's nothing here. Well, apparently you're not back. So we'll move on. I'm back. What y'all doing? Kansas City. Missouri? Or is it the Kansas City, Kansas? It's Lawrence? I don't know. Angie Miller is live. And one person watching. And what is? It's some kind of baseball. Someone's got a phone on a baseball game in Missouri. Two people are watching. Whew. Wow. We've used up 5% of our power. Five here. Let's go down to Texas. Where are we here in Dallas? Five in Dallas. Here's her again. See, this is the fake one I was telling you about. She's also in Dallas. How's that possible? They all have this video? I play and send pics. Dirty dot blonde. It's fake. How about bored? Here's bored. Bored ASF. You know what that means. Can't go to bed because of the Adderall. I took three. There's four people. What's she doing? Scratching her shoulder. There's five people here now. She took a lot of Adderall. She can't get to sleep. So what's she doing? She's not saying anything. She's playing with a little slinky and looking right into the phone. She hasn't said a word.
I can reach it.
That's, she's reading now. Says I can reach.
That'd be helpful. Thank you.
Seven people. What is she doing? No, she didn't say anything. She's waiting for people to comment here. Nine. LOL. Can't get to sleep, so she goes on to Periscope. And there's only eight people here. Couple of hearts being nothing. We don't give you a lot of time, dear. You're on the radio. You don't know, but what's the difference? If you go public on Periscope.
Thank you.
Beautiful smile. Nice smile. People are just saying they're not getting crazy or anything. Nothing? She's scratching herself. Got very long nails. Okay, we're going to have to leave you. From Dallas? Oh, she's yawning. There goes the Adderall. We're moving out of her. That's it for her. Bored, ASF, you know what that means. Lions baseball, live from Dallas. We go down to Austin. There's one in Austin. Music on Dirty Six. I don't know what that means. Someone playing music here? Some guy. Here's some guy playing music. And he's got his guitar. Okay, we've heard that before. We'll move on. I can't decide. You know, you don't catch me in like 3 seconds. If you don't get me, then I'm gone. I'm not listening. You know, who listens? Private? Follow me, I follow back. 25 people are watching this guy, and I don't know why. Private? How do you go private? What does that mean? 44 people. He's chewing gum. He has, damn, they deleted you again, says a girl. A girl says they deleted him, so apparently he's doing stuff or what have you. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, he's back. You know, he's just standing there in his bathroom. He doesn't have a shirt on. He's talking into his phone. 33 people are looking at him. And girls are coming on. Look, add me. Oh, Lordy. So these are girls now coming on to see a guy. You need upgrade. Follow. These are all girls making comments. Now, so here's the other side of the coin, okay? Because we know we saw all those girls. Here's a guy. Where did I say? Austin, Texas? Austin. Following. Hey, the girls aren't saying anything. 28 people. The girls aren't saying, follow back, sexy. So they're not saying anything like the guys. You see what I mean? They're just asking for follows and privates. I don't know how they change now his tongue is doing all sorts of dances as he stands there. Another girl, all girls. Oh, help us moderate this comment. And I don't know what that means. So I'll go looks okay. Cause they show emojis that mean something. Oh, now he's getting very close to being kicked off by doing some looks okay. He's chewing his gum. He's making a face. Girls, all girls coming up. So apparently we have the other side of the Periscope sexual atmosphere here. He's not saying. He's not talking, not singing. Just standing there. Oh, he's got his pants on, like, you know, that quarter of a way down, even though he has underwear on. The girls are enjoying this. Nasty, they're saying. What are they saying? They're not saying the kind of things that the guys say, though. Oh, take them off. Yeah, all right, here go the girl. Here we go. Follow back. Take them off. There's a girl wants him to take his pants off on Periscope from Austin, Texas. See, this is what we're talking about. How lonely, how isolated is somebody to do this? This is that print, Bo. Show me. Someone wants show me. This guy's getting very close to being knocked out, okay? Because you got the girl tonight. These are girls that are right. Girl comments. So we have one here now, which maybe.
Not tonight. Not tonight.
No, you don't have one tonight. I don't have one. He does not have a girl tonight.
Not tomorrow, though.
Tomorrow he will, see?
No, tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday, that's right. And then he does that devil thing with the hand that they rappers do. Here's a girl. Damn, I wanted to see you got some crap. And she didn't use the word crap, you know. They're watching him. This is fascinating, isn't it? This is competition to those of us who do shows. This is another reason why there's no audience anymore for anybody. Because there are a billion follow me back. Open, open. The girl's going open. Like the guy goes open. Show. Sexy ass. Yes, big meat. Says this girl. All girls. 31. Wanting him to follow. Make sure you add me to it. Yeah, see? I have not seen this much activity from girls with a guy on. I knew that it happened here and there, but I have not seen this. So, and out of big red meat, says one girl. Another one says, big you know what. And I don't know how she knows that, other than he's not showing anything per se, but he's not saying anything. Take it off! Some of these might be guys. I don't know. They don't show that their girls would have you. I might have to follow you. Cute. That's a girl. Vicky the Princess. I can say her name if she has her name here. Open. Yes. Okay. Same thing's going on. The girls are not as clever or as funny as the guys. He looks like he's getting bored. And I don't blame him. Because it's like what? I mean, he hasn't asked for anything. He hasn't said go to my Snapchat or whatever. He's just standing there. Go private, sexy. And we don't know how that works. Someone may tell me sometime. And that's it. Okay, we're going to get out. We can't give him the rest of the show. And he asks, private? Follow me, I follow back. I don't know. What does that mean? Here's one that says annoyed. We back. 22 people are watching. We back here in Texas. Do you have anything to say? What? Showing a tattoo? Oh, someone kissed someone else. We back.
They want me to hold it.
A girl and a guy.
You can't hold it.
Your turn. Love, sex. I'm reading them again. 123 people watching this guy and gal just, and they're clothed. They're just hanging out in their bed.
Then you dead blind. I can. Okay, but you dead blind. I can read from right here.
Oh my God! Smell her. No. WTF? You know what these mean? Nope. Kissing each other's pimples. Ha ha. I thought the white one was a girl. Sexy. LMO.
My pimples. I've been trying to hard get rid of my pimples.
Yeah. See. Yeah, okay. Ha ha ha.
Okay. My pimples go come up by themselves.
No. No. With Periscope. This is the Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. Mayor's name adjoins the title of the show. I haven't gone on because I don't know what anyone, what to do. I could do that for a sec. Kiss. Two girls. Did you meet his mom? This is funnier than anything we, right? You can do, this is the only reason I find this amusing.
Did you meet his mom? Yeah, she's met my mom before.
Yeah, kisses.
Well, my pimples aren't really that bad.
Man. What's this? Buckwheat. Oh my God. Is that unbelievable? No, it's not. It's not unbelievable. People are cruel. I want a J.O. while watching. Oh, God, while watching her. Oh, no. They're starting to really get dirty. Not pimples on you. I'm talking about whitey. Wow. See? You see what I'm saying? They could say anything they want. They could use any words they want because they're not accountable for it. The person doesn't like it. They could block them, and then they can't say any comments anymore. But why are they here? Why are they doing this?
It's completely flawless, though, right?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, babe.
Do I?
You know what I thought about?
Thomas Savino will be on for those listening on the live stream. He has just notified me that he is in his studio, and he will be there. And I will check my email, Mr. Look at these. All right, I'm leaving them, and I'm moving west. Because we were just in Texas. Let's go to California while we have time. I did tell you that, right? Okay. I will do that. Apparently I got an email from Mr. Savino and I'll get that later. Here is this, what? Phoenix, Arizona? Or what Arizona is this? There's one in Arizona. Who should debate me, about Assad and Israel? You know, some people get very serious and want to talk just like they always have on the internet. You have to hear my opinion. You know, that's for, here's Las Vegas. There's only two. I'd always thought there'd be a lot more rolling up. Here's someone smoking. Here we go. Oh no, he's not smoking, he's rapping. He plays this, he's got a keyboard and a complete thing, and there's only three people listening. That's okay, fine. The one who saves money is wealthier than the one who earns it. This is somebody philosophizing here, a guy named Mitchell. Let's see what he says.
Yes, what
it sounds
like.
Finally. What? Oops, eight people.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1,
shy. He's smoking. Smoke with me. Load the gun. They all have bongs, and they smoke, or they have vapes. Okay, and then we watch. I don't want to watch them. There's only 7 people there. That's all that's going on. Let's go down to San Diego, another home of mine at one time. Prayer line tonight. Somebody's praying. Coco in Mexico is live. What's Coco in Mexico?
Prenatal vitamins, they taste terrible.
Chula Vista, talking about vitamins.
Make my stomach hurt real bad.
There's only one person watching, and that's, well, two, but that was me. That was the one person. I'm not going to do that. Here, let's go to somewhere in Anaheim. J-O is live. What does that mean? J-O. Who's J-O? Can't even see it. One person. That's me. I'm the only one on here. Me, Frank Cotolo of Cotolo Chronicles. And there's nothing happening. It's just a still picture, and that's that. We're gone. Say something. No. J-O. Wait, he came back. J.O., where are you, J.O.? Nothing, okay? We're not going to waste time with you. We've only have in the Golden Boy on ESPN production truck, okay? Why? Okay, fine. Starting from the bottom, episode 120, there's only one person on this, whatever it might be. Here we go.
Call me Usos. You know, translated into English is a,
is someone that's got 1,000 uses, right? And, you know,
what is this?
My dad always told me, you know, he's like, son, you know, you, the more you know, the better, because, you'll always have
Eric Castro.
If the plumbing goes bad, you don't know how to do plumbing.
Okay, Eric, thank you very much. I have no idea what that's all about. But that's it. 16 in Los Angeles. It's going to be 13 in Los Angeles. Let's see what they're doing. Infamous Bad. Singing? Is she singing? 59 people.
If I was, I wouldn't be just a prostitute. I would be an escort.
Ooh.
I gotta be higher in.
Whoa, wait a second.
Shit.
What did I miss? Hello, I'm super curious now. Yeah, I'm the other one who came on here. One more open, please. Talking about her buttons. 39 people here. Infamous Bad. Let's see what she's saying. What is she saying? What? She's a prostitute? That's not, you shouldn't be able to do this, right? She's yawning. She's a, may I see, says Russian mob prince. The name. Is your ass fat? Is what he says. And she answers. Does she? Do you answer? No. Prettiest on Periscope, says one guy.
Did you add me on Snapchat, B-Boy?
See, the Snapchat did thing is... What is that?
I'm still waiting.
What? She doesn't even know how to use the phone's all over the place. Abusive. Bobs. Bobs. And it's supposed to be boobs. I don't even know how to spell. What?
I'm cold. I'm tired.
Yeah? And what? What? Oh, now she's showing parts of her leg. Okay, where are they? Come on, guys. Where are you? What? What? Follow back, Boo. Boo is a... What's she doing?
I like this little pajama dress. I feel like it's really cute.
I think they all like it. I think everybody's liking it. 47 people. Holy F, you're beautiful, he says. Now she's taking something off. This is Periscope, my friends. Yes, baby, yes. Very cute. 53. More people are finding this lady. Here's another guy came on. See all the guys. A lot different than when the girls talk, see?
Come home to your boyfriend and you just like, hey, what are you doing?
I don't know what's on the...
Why'd you just come in here?
What?
This dude did not say he finna nut. He just got blocked. So he's gonna be nutting the rest on XNXX.
See? He got blocked.
You're not gonna be nutting to me.
See?
And I can't even see you. You might be a... Ooh, Lord, no.
See?
That's scary.
She's doing this, right? And these comments are scaring her.
Ooh, you're really pretty. Thank you.
Well,
that's really scary. I don't wanna... Like,
What? Oh, my God.
And you sitting here jacking off to me like I'm scared as fuck.
Wow, that's scary?
What the fuck?
Well, look what what does she expect? You see what I'm saying? That was what I was talking about before.
Creature, reptile.
I mean, if you're going to get on there and do this and then say things like you're saying.
Hell,
what do you expect?
If I was ugly and trying to come to, imagine an ugly girl.
Yeah,
coming to your
video. Oh, come on. Wow. See, these people are very, very strange. Now, I'll tell you one thing. They don't have any experience being on camera. Oh. She puts her lips right up to the camera, and she's kissing people. Them lips juicy. Periscope, my friends. This is high technology. Her tongue is now licking her own lips. Before I go, beautiful, can I bite your lips? Oh, that's just a piece of mail that came. Kisses for me. Wow. That's Jugga N.
Wow. Kisses to you. Kisses to you. Kisses
wow. To you. This is technology. This is what technology. This is how it's used by so many people. Regular people. They get on. They put the camera to the mouth. And they kiss.
How you make them lips glossy, girl?
See, they kiss and then they rip and they move their tongues and make these these insinuative, is that a word? Make these lascivious movements and And then they go, ooh, that's scary what you're telling me. Don't talk to me like that. What do they want? See, where is she with you?
I gotta go because I need to charge my phone.
You gotta charge. Oh, her phone. Oh. Okay, you're gone. You only got 23 anyway. Sometimes they get like they get unbelievable. Police pursuit. Now, let's talk in conversation with the pastor. Other people come on and talk about God and stuff and religion. They use it for message. Here's this guy. This guy. What's his name? You gotta talk? What? Talk. What are you talking? Oh, you say anything? You want to talk about God? Go.
Great questions, guys. Well done.
What? Too many questions. Okay, it takes too long on the air. We can't do. Jammy is live. Who's Jammy? Jammy is live. Only three people. This is a darling little, well, I don't know how little she is. And that's the other thing. You know, you got to ask them how old they are. You don't know what you're watching, who you're watching. This girl could be, I don't know. There's only four people looking. She's just hanging out. That's not any particular age or type. And she's not saying anything. She's looking at her phone, and yes, she's on. So she's gone. That's it for her. Bit? I don't know what that means. Glendale, California, downtown. I am a traveler of both time and space. Let's see who this guy is. Here we go. Glendale, California.
Right.
Walking around outside with the...
I like both of those as modern ones, but... Maybe because,
what is he doing? Just walking around the street. There's only two people here, and there's...
But I'm really into the classic ones where there's a lot of lost episodes. The First Doctor, you know, that was the First Doctor.
Okay, we're rapidly running out of time here, so we got to move along here. I guess we're not going to do... I'm sorry about... but for those of you who... baseball again. For those of you who... for that person who requested the Veronica Monet thing, we will play that again one of these weeks, okay? Because we only have a few minutes left, and we're going to get a couple more of these or try to find some... We're almost out of country here. California? No Name is live. He's only got three people. There's not a lot of... Right. And he's gone. Okay. They come and they go really quickly. Where are we? There's two up near San Jose. Quick hello. Who's she? Quick hello.
How are you liking Louisiana?
Hi.
Look her up.
31.
I've been told I look like there's a couple people that I look like.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Who? 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 I don't know what she's talking about. She's, I don't know. Sacramento? Two people in Sacramento? I'm singing. Not now. Not down. Nightly vlog. Here's someone who does a nightly vlog. There's only one person listening. Nightly vlog. Well, no wonder no one's listening. He's not saying anything. He's just sitting there. And yet he got two people. He didn't do anything and he got two people. Okay, San Francisco, there's seven here. Coming home to Max. Who's that? 15 people watching you.
Sayonara, guys.
Hi.
See you later.
Oh, she's going. She's coming home to Max. I guess she got home to Max. That's it. See you later. Startup World Cup 2018. Some guy in a car speaking Russian. Rick Santorum at UC Berkeley. What the heck? He is speaking about the Second Amendment.
Today's World Holocaust Day.
Yeah.
I think as someone, actually, my family, I lost people in the Holocaust. I think what you're saying about having the ability to defend yourself against tyranny because governments can turn very quickly, I think that rings true to a lot of people. And my question is, one third, I'll quickly say, you know, a lot of people appreciate your support of the U.S.-Israel relationship across different religions. And my question is, what do you see happening soon vis-a-vis Syria, Russia, U.S., Israel, Iran, I mean, how do you see that situation playing out?
Let's hear Rick.
There's been a changing dynamic in the region. Really,
I don't want to hear what Rick has to say. Do you? I mean, the heck with that garbage. Here's Mort Saul is live from the Tivoli Room. Oh, my goodness. Here's Mort Saul live. Someone put, this is great.
So they got a 40-piece band there, Don Costa. So a guy comes in from People Magazine, and Costa says to the musicians, let's try it again. And then Paul Anka said, You guys are just putting in your time. You're just punching the clock. You're not giving the conviction that Frank Sinatra would get out of you. So the guys are all looking at each other. And then the guy from People Magazine says, Paul Anka, did Frank Sinatra ever have a heart attack? And Don Costner said, no, but he could have, and Paul Anka is the carrier. All those musicians don't know what to say. They're the best of all.
Mort,
yeah?
To end the show, the last question.
Yes.
If there would be a movie made about your life, who would you choose to play you?
Well, it's too bad Keith Purcell retired. that's something. I don't know.
Wow.
You can't play it unless you believe it. What? I know somebody wants to do it, but I forgot to mention that because of my diminished ego, you think.
Yeah? Mort's unbelievable. Great man.
You'd have to get somebody who looks like they mean it. Nobody means anything in America anymore. I mean, that's why those congressional hearings don't mean anything. In fact, I can't match, if I was an editor, I can't match what Trump said with the expression on his face. I don't know if he's killing somebody or he's trying to seduce them. I don't. A very weird combination.
Uh-huh.
The Roosevelt had Will Rogers on his case. Said, do you belong to an organized political party? Will Rogers said, no, I'm a Democrat. Yeah, I don't know when he left then either. So you're right in keeping with him. I believe they're all set up there to knock down. They're like 10 pins, you know.
Mm.
And people break over this stuff. You know, Crosby and Hope broke up over Kennedy. Mm. Hope was a Republican, and Crosby was a Catholic, and he had to go with Kennedy. Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte broke up about Kennedy, because Harry Belafonte thought it was a conspiracy.
Wow.
And Sidney Poitier was with the Established Order. Remember, by the way, a conspiracy is as little as two people planning something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one story before I go.
Yeah, we have time? I don't think we have time there.
When,
okay, Mel up now. Look at that. I hit, wow, that's amazing. Mort Saul from the Tivoli Room. What a way to end that, this. It's, that's Mel, he is a living icon. Periscope, I never got a chance to get on, but that's okay. You know why? Because who cares? Like, I don't got anything particularly different or whatever to say about anything there. My name is Frank Cotullo. Man, his name adorns the title of the show. Get yourself a Periscope. We'll do it again, and I'll get on. Oh, geez, sorry. And I'll get on. And you can find us. We'll try to do that ahead of time. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you are located. We're moving on here. Go get the books. Go do everything you got to do. We hope to see you next week. Being well. Feeling well. Excuse me, feeling well. And don't forget to write to me if you have a topic or something. We'll look in the archives. DuffCotullo@yahoo.com. I said goodnight to Mrs. Ernstweil, didn't I? Okay. And I'm going to hand you over to live stream Tom Savino. It's a good thing to do. I got Periscope. I'm going to watch more there, too, and I got some messages there. Okay, I'm leaving now. I got nothing more to say.